Do-do-do. Static is raining on the radio. I am searching for a smile, so I turn the knobs and move along. Searching for a tune that makes my heart beat. Shakes my spine, makes me move my feet. Pick up my pace and hum a song.
Just a taste there of Ron Morris, and J.D. has Ron online now. Go, J.D.
And this is J.D. Doyle, and it was just a taste of the music of Ron Morris. The song is called Boyfriend. It's from his latest release, an EP, and he also had a release in 2004, one of my favorite albums called Speak True. You can get more than a taste of Ron Morris this Thursday evening, because Ron will be performing in Houston at a great venue called Mojo Rising. Ron, welcome to Queer Voices.
Thank you. It's good to be here, J.D.
And you're in Longview, Texas right now. You're on your Tennessee and Texas tour?
Exactly. The Long Road Tour.
You had a gig a little bit ago in Tennessee, and then you're going to be in Austin Wednesday night?
Exactly, right? And then into Houston on Thursday, and then back up to Tennessee.
Okay. It's always interesting for me to hear an artist describe their own music. Will you do that for me?
Sure, absolutely. I would say my music is classified best as folk pop, and to me that means storytelling music that you can sing along to. So I've always been a fan of a good pop melody, and the storytelling is at the heart of why I write music. So that's how I would best describe it, folk pop.
I think that's a good description. How has your music evolved since your first album? That was 2004.
Yeah, you know, it's evolved quite a bit. I just spent the last year and a half in the studio, and really this time around have taken the producing reins, which was a step into the dark for me, but a wonderful leap of faith in really planting down what, from my perspective, the sound that my music was going to take next. I had some great friends in the studio with me and during Speak True that really helped shape the possibilities of what was out there with the little basic song that I created. And now I feel like I'm really getting a sense of where I'm heading and where I'm at, which has been wonderful in the studio. And now it's, this wonderful chance to get out on the road and really start putting it out there in the universe.
You haven't really done a lot of touring outside of New York, have you?
I'm sorry, say that again, JD?
I said you haven't really done much touring.
I haven't. You know, with Speak True, I really hit the road and spent a few weeks out on the road doing the East Coast. And then after Speak True, life filled up real big with a lot of the stuff I was singing about on Speak True. And I moved out of New York City, actually, and got a house out in Pennsylvania and was really able to absorb myself in life in a different way and start working on in the studio again. And now it's all about the road. So, we've got a lot of stuff booked here the next few months, and it just seems to keep coming, which is really exciting.
Well, your latest release is, as I said, an EP called Boyfriend, The Other Sides of Love. How has that been received?
It's been received very well, actually. It's a very playful EP. When we went in the studio to start working on the new full-length CD, I had Boyfriend, and it was one of the first songs we recorded. And Boyfriend has always been a song that, although I love playing and writing ditties, it had its own little feel to it, and I wasn't exactly seeing how it was fitting into the new CD. So we started playing in the studio a bit and really decided to play with the whole notion of the hopeful romantic and look at love from a few different sides. And so we, you know, laid down Boyfriend and did a few more tracks that sort of took a different slant and a different perspective, and then had some remixes done of Boyfriend, which was an entirely new experience. And I think really in a lot of ways has introduced me to a whole other group of people, which has been wonderful. Music listeners who listen to music, you know, for different elements, which has been really great.
And there's a video that's doing quite well on Logo.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been a wonderful thing. We shot a video, which was my first experience doing that, and was a huge blast, directed by George Leiter. And it's been doing really well on Logo. We've been on the top 10 here the last few months, which has been great, and really sent a lot of wonderful people our way and new fans, which has been awesome.
We got about two more minutes. I know you're working on a new album. Will you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, actually, it is all finished. The new album is called Truth Stains Lies, which was the album I originally went in the studio and started pulling songs to do a couple of years ago. And it is all finished, all mixed and mastered, and it comes out June 24th. So Boyfriend has given me this great opportunity to get myself back out there on the road again, start meeting people, reconnect out on the road, doing shows. And the video has been sort of a great ambassador for that, you know, having a lot of different folks coming out to the shows in cities I haven't been to before. And now we're sort of ready for Truth Stain Lies, which I'm really excited about the sound that we were able to create, and the depth of the storytelling has changed and grown, and I'm really excited to share that.
Good. We're up against the clock, I'm afraid. You're at ronmorrismusic.com. This Thursday, you'll be at Mojo Risin at 8 p.m. That's at 1600 Shepherd Drive. That puts it three blocks south of I-10. That's a very nice, intimate venue. I love that venue. And we're going to go out with a song from Ron's 2004 album called Have to Do, and thank you for being with Queer Voices.
It was great being here. Nice talking to you, JD. See you out there at the show.
On giving a wave of the hand, they don't quite play right. When it's high stakes, big bucks, all supply and demand. Buy you out, sell you short on this dream of the promised land. What do I have to do for the good life, for the big time? I have to do. Throw your pennies in a cup and you save up, you dream on, stretching your arms to the sky. Stars seem too damn high to touch, to reach on as your bones ache. What will it take to fly? Pick up, drag on of the promised land. What do I have to do for the good life, for the big time? What do I have to give to keep up, to play nice, be true? What do I have to do? Do I have to do?